for the ringing of that school bell. We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I've got another little bell here. We might use it sometime, but I kind of like that old school bell myself. And what I'm going to ask you to do at this time is consider the question that we raised in our last class about Titus and Timothy. You see, Timothy was circumcised, and yet Titus was not. And so why was it so important for Paul to circumcise Timothy and to leave Titus uncircumcised? And we'll discuss that question in just a moment. You may want to turn in your Bible to Acts chapter 16 and Galatians chapter 2. Those are two texts that we'll be studying to address that question and to see what we can learn from this. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by Sunday worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday of December the 16th, 1923. And it's a Sunday school lesson on worldwide missions and worldwide evangelism. And what we are looking at here is how the New Testament church went about evangelizing the world. We're going to learn from them how we go about doing this. Now, in doing this, we read about how Paul returned to some of the churches he had established, and there, when he came to Lystra, found Timothy and wanted Timothy to go with him, but he wanted Timothy to be circumcised. Let me read that to you again. Here it is in Acts chapter 16 and verse 1. And he came also to Derbe and to Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish that believed, but his father was a Greek. The same was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and he took and circumcised him because of the Jews that were in those parts. For they all knew that his father was a Greek. And so we read that about Timothy. But then, when we come to the book of Galatians, we're reading Galatians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. But not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of the false brethren privately brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place in the way of subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Well, Paul wanted Timothy to be circumcised, but he would not have Titus to be circumcised. Well, why is this difference? Is Paul vacillating? Well, let's study this in a little more detail, and we're going to learn something. Let me read this to you from Elam's notes on his Sunday school lesson. And here he is quoting David Lipscomb. He says this, "The difference arises from the motive which prompted the act. It was not, and it is not now, wrong to circumcise a child as a family mark. Timothy, as a son of a Jewish, could be circumcised to identify him with the Jewish family. The demand was to circumcise Titus as a religious duty that obligated him to keep the law of Moses. Galatians 5, verses 3 through 4 says, Yea, I testify again to every man that receiveth circumcision, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Ye are severed from Christ, ye who would be justified by the law. Ye are fallen from grace. This demand Paul could not tolerate for a minute. It was similar to the washing of hands. You remember that story back in the book of Mark, in Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. Here we read about those who would, as a religious ceremony, would ask for Christ and his apostles to wash their hands, and Jesus wouldn't do it on that regard. Let me read that to you. Mark chapter 7 and verse 1. And there are gathered together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, and had seen some of his disciples ate their bread with defiled, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands diligently, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, except they bathe themselves, they eat not. And many other things there are which they have received to hold, washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels. And the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with defiled hands? And he said unto them, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, The people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. Ye leave the commandment of God, and hold fast the tradition of men. And he said unto them, Full well do ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your tradition. Well, in regard to the washing of hands, as amends of cleanliness, the washing of hands before eating was right. But as a religious duty, it was a sin to be condemned as teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. No one demanded that Timothy should be circumcised as a religious duty. That question had been decided before this. Looked at from another standpoint, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh through love, Galatians 5 and verse 6. The Jews had the liberty to remain Jews as a people, the Gentiles the liberty not to become Jews. Paul said, To the Jews I became a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 20. Timothy, circumcised as a Jew, would have greater influence with the Jews. Timothy became a faithful co-laborer with Paul, and was finally in prison with him. He did much in preaching the gospel as we know. But Titus? There's nothing about his mother being a Jew, and no connection to Titus being a Jew. He was a Gentile through and through. And so for the Jews to compel Titus to be circumcised, well, that was something Paul would not give in to, and use Titus as an example of how the Jews cannot bring Christians under the law. Now, Paul went about establishing churches as he left on his second missionary journey, not simply beginning those churches through the preaching of the gospel, but strengthening them. We read in Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5, As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered them the decrees to keep which had been ordained of the apostles and elders that were at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. The faith and the increase and the decrees, that was the decision concerning circumcision of the Gentiles. The churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number from the exhortations of Paul and Silas and Timothy. And on their journeys they traveled through Phrygia, Galatia, and Troas. Now these were districts in Asia Minor. And again, you may want to consult those maps at the back of your Bible to get this geographic perspective in your head. Some think that Paul, in Paul's time, Galatia embraced the districts which included Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. Asia here was not Asia Minor, but a Roman province called Asia within Asia Minor. Ephesus was its chief city, It required some time to go through the region of Phrygia and Galatia. Although Luke speaks briefly of this work, Paul speaks of the churches of Galatia and addresses his epistle to them, that epistle to Galatians. Here we read Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle, not from men, neither through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren that are with me, unto the churches of Galatia. Because of some sickness or infirmity of the flesh, he preached in Galatia. But ye know, Paul wrote, that because of an infirmity of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you the first time, and that which was a temptation to you in my flesh was despised not nor rejected, but ye received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. For I bear you witness that if possible, ye would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me. Galatians chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. While because of some infirmity of the flesh, Paul preached in Galatia, the Holy Spirit forbade his preaching the word in Asia, which his judgment suggested was a right field. Now later he did spend 3 years in Ephesus, its capital, that is the capital of Asia. We read about that in Acts chapter 20 and verse 31, where he speaking to the elders there at Ephesus. Wherefore watch ye, remembering that by the space of 3 years I cease not to admonish every one night and day with tears. But now he was not to go into Asia, not yet. As they traveled from east to west, Asia was on their left, and Bithynia was on their right, extending to the Black Sea. Mysia was before them, and was the extreme western district of Asia Minor. When they were also forbidden to preach in Bithynia, they could do nothing else but to go forward. It was their judgment to preach in these countries at this time, but it was not God's will. They did not stop in Mysia, but passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. Troas was a seaport on the Aegean Sea and was near the site of the famed ancient city of Troy. Counting this visit, Paul visited Troas at least 3 times, if not 4 times. The second time in 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 12, where we read, "Now when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, when a door was opened unto me of the Lord." The third time we read is in Acts 20 and verse 6, where Paul wrote, or Luke wrote in Acts 20 and verse 6, that we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them in Troas in 5 days, where we tarried 7 days. The fourth time was when he left his cloak and his books with Carpus. We read about that in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 13. "The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, bring when thou comest, and the books, especially the parchments." So there was a church of Christ in Troas. Now let's get to the explanatory notes, because in our lesson we're learning about what is known as the Macedonian call. I'm referring now to Acts chapter 16 and verse 9, where we see a vision appeared unto Paul in the night, and there was a man of Macedonia beseeching him and saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." You see, Macedonia was in Europe, and so Paul was now to leave the east and go to the west and cross that Aegean Sea and carry the gospel into the continent of Europe. And that is what he would do. Well, we'll be continuing this in our next class and studying that Macedonian call and how God had directed Paul along the way. And in this lesson on worldwide evangelism, we'll see how the gospel came to Europe.